the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
So, from steadily working towards strategic success, we now turn to striking gold and hitting the jackpot overnight. This week's EuroMillions draw, with a prize fund of €250 million, made headlines and sparked big questions. Who bought the winning Cork ticket? What would you do if that kind of fortune came your way? And what does coming into such wealth really mean for the individual or for those around them? Professor of Psychiatry Brendan Kelly now considers the price of wealth and the impact of suddenly striking it rich.
There is a peculiar affliction that strikes, not after years of hardship or trauma, but after an unexpected windfall. It's called sudden wealth syndrome. And while this is not a proper mental illness, and it won't earn you much sympathy at dinner parties, it is more common and more unsettling than you might think. Let's say you win the lottery, not a modest €50 on a scratch card, but the full, flashing, life-upending jackpot. One minute, you're contemplating the price of beans in the supermarket.
Little beans or Heinz?
The next, you're Googling helicopter landing pad regulations in Ireland. What could possibly go wrong? Plenty, it turns out. So-called sudden wealth syndrome refers to the psychological distress experienced by people who suddenly come into large amounts of money. Symptoms can include paranoia, guilt, social isolation, and an unexpected fondness for hiring accountants you don't understand. We know that being very wealthy is associated with paranoia, but perhaps more commonly, there can be lesser versions of paranoia. There can be a gnawing fear that someone, your neighbours, your cousin, possibly your postman, might be plotting to relieve you of your new fortune. And maybe they are. Psychologically speaking, we humans are better at dealing with slow change than sudden upheaval. Gradual progress, earning, saving, achieving, tends to support mental well-being. But when wealth arrives like a glittering golden meteor, it disrupts our identity. Who am I now that I no longer have to work? Do my friends still like me? Or do they like my sports car and hot tub? Of course, not everyone who wins the lotto becomes an anxious recluse. Some thrive. They donate, invest wisely, and buy new kitchens for their parents. But for many, sudden wealth brings unexpected emotional baggage, including a peculiar guilt. Why me? And the worry that this blessing might somehow be a curse in disguise. The good news is that sudden wealth syndrome is highly treatable. A good financial planner, a wise therapist, and a close friend who still remembers when you wore socks with sandals. These are the true treasures. So, if you do strike it rich, congratulations. Just remember, money cannot buy happiness, and you will return to your previous level of happiness or unhappiness much sooner than you expect. If you hear yourself muttering about security cameras and gold-plated fences, take a deep breath. You're not alone. You're just adjusting to a very shiny, very strange new world. How bad can sudden wealth syndrome get? It is hard to say for sure. But if someone wants to give me some hundreds of millions of euros, I am willing to try to find out myself.
And I imagine he's certainly not alone on that one. Brendan Kelly there, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, reflecting on the ripple effects of sudden wealth.